From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service calls the discovery of African swine fever in Haiti unfortunate, but not unexpected. A case of ASF was reported to the World Organization for Animal Health after confirmed by the USDA last week. The sample was collected from a pig in a province bordering the Dominican Republic where ASF was discovered this summer. APHIS says it has numerous interlocking safeguards in place to prevent ASF from entering the U.S. The USDA and Health and Human Services unveiled a joint resource guide to help people in rural and tribal communities increase access to child care services. The guide provides useful information to help rural communities address the need for improved access to affordable, high-quality child care and early learning facilities. USDA Rural Development Undersecretary Justin Maxson says access to quality and affordable health care enables parents to work, strengthens the economy, and supports children's overall development. Bayer announced last week it will expand its vegetable seed offerings under the Bayer umbrella to include organically produced seed. The launch will focus on certified organic production in three crops for the greenhouse and glasshouse market, including tomato, sweet pepper, and cucumber, followed by tomato rootstock varieties in 2023. Bayer's expanded portfolio is in direct response to increased customer need for high-quality organic seed. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.